Welcome to the Left Brain Artist Podcast. I'm Suzanne Redmond. In this week's episode number 21, I talked with Seattle artist Carrie Schmidt. Carrie told me about her trouble finding an affordable art studio where she could work. The cost of retail space in Seattle was just too high. Instead, she came up with the idea of buying an old school bus and renovating it for her studio. She now has a beautiful space that she calls Rosie the Art Bus. Not only can she take it anywhere she wants to work on her art, but she can also bring it to gallery openings or festivals, and she can sell her products right from the bus. I think this is such a genius idea. It got me thinking, what are some other alternatives that artists might be able to use for their studios? I'm going to tell you about some I've heard of and some I found while doing a search on the internet. Maybe one of these might give you an idea of what you can do to create your own studio space. I'll include links to the stories I found online in the show notes of my website. Be sure and check out the website at suzanneredmond.com and look for the show notes for episode 22. Here in West Palm Beach, Florida, there is a live-in studio space that is called the Lot 23 Artist in Residency Program. We have an area of West Palm Beach called Northwood Village. They took two apartment buildings and fixed them up to be used as artist residences. Each unit has two bedrooms, so for some artists, they use one of the bedrooms as their artist studio. The rental rates are discounted for the artists, and in return, the artist must provide 20 hours of teaching to local residents per month. Depending on the artist's specialty, they have provided painting classes, drawing classes, ukulele, guitar, and dance. On the main street of Northwood Village, there is also a separate Lot 23 studio where all of the artist residents can put on group shows and events. This is a great way to provide affordable housing and studios for artists, and the community benefits from the classes and events. We also have an art gallery and school in West Palm Beach called the Armory Art Center. They have a year-long artist-in-residency program and usually choose about 6 artists per year. Artists from all over the country can apply for this program. The residents are required to teach classes at the Armory during the year, and in exchange, they get full use of an art studio for their discipline at the center. Residencies range in time. Some are just for a month or a week, but during that time, you generally receive studio space where you can work at your own art projects. A residency could be a great way to have the space and time to devote to a large project you've always wanted to do. If you search for residencies online, you'll find a lot of different ones. I've included links in the show notes of some of them. Now I'd like to talk about physical studio spaces like Carrie's Art Bus. With the popularity of tiny homes, man caves, and she sheds, artists are finding that they can use these small spaces for their studios. Homes and sheds can be fancy and expensive or cheap and practical. There are all kinds out there. If you're considering a separate studio, like a shed, you'll want to think about electricity, water, and depending on where you live, air conditioning and heat. In Florida, I know of a few artists that have created studios in garages, but in the hot summer, they just can't use them. So think about your needs. If you're a painter, you'll want access to water. And if you're a ceramic artist, you'll need water and also electricity to run a potter's wheel and a kiln. But remember that not all aspects of art business need to be in your studio. In my episode number 3, when I talked with ceramic artist Barbara Powell, her studio is in her garage, but it's air conditioned. But her kilns are in the backyard. A quick search on the internet and you'll find lots of pre-made sheds and tiny houses. But don't think that only artists with a big backyard can take advantage of this. Think a little differently. Can the shed be put on someone else's property if they have room? Maybe you can do a trade with them for your artwork to pay for the space or the electricity. Some tiny houses are actually on wheels and are mobile. This is often for two very practical reasons. One, the city may have rules that won't allow a permanent structure behind a house. And two, the mobile house can be moved if there is a natural disaster. That's a good option in Florida, since often we have to deal with hurricanes and we need to move away anything that isn't tied down when a storm is coming. So let's talk about other options on wheels. Think about a small camper or even a bus like Carrie has. Anything can be modified to make it work for you. Carrie took most of the seats out of her bus so she could make room for a daybed and a storage units and room for her to set up an easel to paint. Campers can be modified just as well. I've put photos of a few on my website. In my search, I also found a site that acts like an Airbnb for art studios. The idea is that you can rent out your art studio and do some traveling, get a change of scenery, and rent someone else's studio for a bit. The website is called stusu.com. That's S-T-U-S-U. And it acts like a community where artists can connect with one another in order to find art-making spaces. There aren't a ton of studios on the site, but they are found all over the world. So if you're looking for a change of scenery, you might want to check out this site. You also might want to consider shared workspaces. Most big cities offer these, and they are usually a mixture of open spaces with many desks or tables, and some private offices or conference rooms. If you're looking to get out of the lonely artist situation, and you'd like to create around other people, this may be for you. But ask a lot of questions first, because you probably can't do any art that would be very messy, and probably not anything that is noisy. This wouldn't be the place for a jewelry artist to set up and start hammering on some copper or silver. But it would work for some fiber or mixed media artists, book designers, or writers. Many shared workspaces are independent, and many are part of a national chain, like WeWork or Regus. For the national chains, you can do a search on their website to see if there's one near you. One last thing I want to talk about is carving a studio space out of your own home. You may not be able to get a separate space, or you may need to be close to home because of your family responsibilities. But every artist wants their own space, no matter how big or small, to call their own. I'm going to throw out a few ideas for how you can create a studio space in your own home. How about utilizing one of your closets? I know a lot of homes just don't have enough closet space to begin with, but some do, if you can do a little rearranging first. Perhaps you can move the towels and sheets out of your linen closet. It might make more sense to put them in the bedroom or bathroom closets anyway. You could use a linen closet with lots of shelves to store all of your art supplies. You just need to utilize one of your tables to make your art, but if you can put everything back in the closet at the end of the night, that might work. Take a look at all your closets and see if you can double up to free one for your art. You can also use an armoire or dresser for all your art supplies. Or what about an entertainment center? Now that we've all got flat-screen TVs and we don't have a big collection of VHS tapes or CDs anymore, entertainment centers are being sent to the furniture graveyard. Maybe you can find one for cheap, put it in your basement or a spare bedroom, and use that for your art supplies. They often have sections with cabinet doors, so you can shut things away when you're done. Get creative, add more shelves to a piece of furniture, paint the furniture in your artistic style, or customize it with sliding shelves and bins. Think about all the rooms in your house and come up with the best place to put your art studio. This may really work for you if you're an early bird or a night owl and you like to make art when the rest of the family is sleeping. Why drive out to a separate studio if you can carve out some room in your own home? Hopefully I've given you some ideas so you can find a place for your own art studio. If you've got some other ideas for me, drop me a line and I'll add them to my show notes. I hope you're enjoying these mini business episodes. If there's a topic you'd like me to address, please let me know. Thank you for listening. I'm Suzanne Redman, and this has been the Left Brain Artist Podcast.